Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Mind, body, and soul,
is you living?
We all under attack,
is you different?
I know niggas existing in two prisons, feeling they through living like death is too tempting. What's a day worth? Put a price on it. He was 17, the judge dropped life on him. He ain't live yet, now he in the tight corner.
Gangs got their sights on him,
on the yard with a knife on him. Family trying to tell him to chill, we gon' get you home. He like how my pills dead, they took the road. That's kinda cold when you think about it. He shot a nigga, he ain't think about it, didn't even blink about it. But he was trapped in the hood and couldn't think about it, really trying to be about it. Never left his public housing, which resembles the dormitories he's trapped in. So who knew that they was prepping him back then? Yeah, on how to live packed in, make him hate his black skin. I swear it's all facts, man.
Yeah, I swear to God it's all facts, man.
So you should let the track spin. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Remember calling my mom to tell my sentence. Since I don't do no snitching, I'm not a witness. They gave me 23 years, ma,
I'm finished.
I think she cried for like 15 minutes. Over the years, there's enough tears to fill a lake. A lot of trips on
interstates for visiting.
Remember Tony got stabbed,
may he rest in peace.
Stressed my mother so bad, she barely slept for weeks. Thankful that it wasn't me, knowing prison dangers. Doing time with lifers and killers and gangbangers. Some of us get caught in the matrix, but can you blame us? Trapped in cages like animals trying to tame us. Parole hearings are jokes, you go a 50 times. Same excuse every time, serious nature of the crime. I can't change the crimes that I committed, but I can change my mind and not repent. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though.
Welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Podcast. It's Friday, August 19th, 2022. I see the people on the lines. I always feel good when I see the callers early. And I know the people clicking on the links who don't want to call in. Or can't call in because some people can't, but I appreciate that too. But especially people who, you know, get a jump and they call the show nice and early, because you might just miss something that's important. Now this evening, I kind of pondered for a while a lot of different ways that I might start the show off this evening. But before I do that, if you on the line and you want to go live, if you want to make a comment, you want to say hello, give a shout out, give your opinion on a topic, you want to speak on a certain topic, you have to press 1. That way I'll know, and then I'll just bring you in live. If you press 1, it might take me some time to get to you because I might be talking or a guest might be talking or we might be in a different segment of the show. But just give us a minute and I'm sure we'll get to you. So if you want to go live, you have to press 1. You want to make a comment. But like I said, I kind of was up and down. I didn't really know how I was going to start this show this week. I didn't know if I was going to talk about what happened last week. I didn't know if I was going to jump right into the topics. I didn't know if I was going to talk about the ordeal that I'm going through right now. And I kind of figured out that let me deal with what's most important at hand to me and hopefully to others, my well-being. Everybody know I was in Myrtle Beach last week. Me and my oldest son went out there. We had a good time. Bonded. We laughed. We cried. You know, we joked around. We did a lot of things. It was a real good trip. Everybody should take a trip like that with a sibling. All the siblings or one of the siblings or whatever ones want to. But anyway, I came back from Myrtle Beach. And some kind of way I wound up. Catching COVID. That was last Saturday, I believe, I started feeling symptoms of it. Last Saturday, I was feeling tired. I had like a little headache, a little nagging headache. I was sad all day Saturday, but I was very tired. And I remember I had to force myself to eat. And I knew that. I said, this is kind of strange. I feel kind of strange, but I've been this long without catching COVID. I swore I would never catch COVID. And I'm not vaccinated. It's just that I take every precaution possible. I wear my mask. You never catch me without one under my chin. So if I walk where I feel like it's a crowd of people or somewhere, some people around or somebody coughing, I just put it up over my nose. I don't touch doorknobs. As soon as I come home, I wash my hands. I even boil orange peel sometime and breathe it. Like, and this has been steadily, like, since the COVID first hit in March 2020. Kind of way, I still came back and got the COVID. Now, it's people out here, certain people and certain individuals that's out here that's listening to the show, and all they sitting and waiting for me to do, they probably on edge of their seat. They just waiting to see if I say I caught the COVID from them. But that's just a way of misery loving company. That's just a way of looking for something when you don't really have to. But I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to point fingers. I'm not going to say it could have been this, it could have been that, it could have been this person. I'm not going to do that. What I am going to talk about is the precautions of it. And then I know it's not going to happen again. I'll say this. Because this is like my 7th day or something. I'm just a little congested, a little still tired. But other than that, the worst part is over. If you around somebody and they complaining of a stuffy nose, a sore throat, which are the same symptoms as a common cold. Don't forget that. They are. Those are the symptoms of a common cold. Those are the symptoms of the beginning of a flu. But what people also you can't forget is that those are the symptoms of COVID-19 also. And it don't matter if you had it once. You can still get it again. And you can have it once, and you can have it again. And then you could think in your mind, well, I don't have it because I know what COVID feel like. No, that's not true. Because every time you get COVID, you're going to feel different. Because once you get the antibodies in your system, the next time your immune system comes in contact with COVID, it knows about it already, so it's prepared to fight. See, the first time it's not prepared, it doesn't know about it. But once you get them antibodies in your system from having it once, see, the next time it come around, your immune system will be like, oh, okay. Yeah, we fought this one. We fought you before. So we know we're gonna put up a good fight again. So all in all, I did a lot of research on it this week. COVID is not going anywhere anytime soon. That's a shame. But it's here for the long haul. And trust me, I don't want it anymore. So if I was picky and stern and over the top about it before, I'm going to really be like that now. I'm going to keep my mask on. I'm going to keep hand sanitizing. I might even carry around a bottle, a can of Lysol, because I want to make sure that I never catch this again. And that's a fact. The only good thing out of it is, I'm going to tell you, when you quarantine, you learn a lot about people. And you learn a lot about yourself. But you learn a lot about people. Because you got people who call you to check up on you, who really care. But you got people who call to check up on you just to see how sick you are. Or what you're going through. Or are you better because they might need help with something? Are you better because it might benefit them if you get better? See, everybody that come to you is not coming to you out of their heart and out of their best interests. A lot of the times, it's out of their own best interests. And another thing is, like they always say, when you're in a hospital, if you don't want rest. If you want to go get some rest, don't go to the hospital. Because when you got COVID, you can't really get rest because you got so many people calling you, asking you how you doing. And it seemed like every time I was in a good sleep, every time somebody texts me, I'm not even going to look at it because I know it got something to do with what I'm saying. So don't even text me, whoever texting. I'm not listening. I'm not reading no texts. I was speaking about how you learn people and how you learn yourself. Because I was in a couple of good sleeps a couple of times, and I was woke up out of them by a phone call. And that's not a bad thing on the person that's calling, because they probably really, you know, cared. It just timing was a little bit bad. So, yeah, I'm this is about the seventh day. I think I got about three more days to quarantine. I still don't know exactly how I caught it. I guess that doesn't even really matter at this time. What matters this time is that I'm getting my strength back. And what really is most important, that I was able to come out here and do the podcast with my listeners. That's most important. So I see everybody on the lines. Bear with me. You know, we got the Lisa experience coming out in a minute. That'll give me some time to drink some more tea. But other than that, I'm all right. People that listened to the show last week, You know, we had a real, real controversial show last week. But it was a good show. We had many mixed emotions and many feelings, and I mean, it was a really good show, and I think that I know I learned from the show, so maybe we all did. All I know is that I'm responsible for what I say, but for not for what everybody understands. But I am responsible for what I say, but I'm not responsible for what you understand. So, with that being said, oh, okay, all right. No, I just read a text. I thought it was from somebody else, but okay, that was all right. Thank you. But everything is good. It don't always have to be laughs and jokes on the show. Sometimes we're going to get in heated debates. Sometimes we're going to have heated discussions, but the bottom line is nobody's right and nobody's wrong. Castle, we come every Friday where we all get together and we sit out here and we laugh and, you know, we talk about, we debate about different things, and sometimes we learn from it and sometimes we don't. It's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. And that's my motto. I don't have time for hate. That hate is like wasting too much energy. That's like burning your house down to kill a rat. It's burning too much energy. It's taking too much energy. But anyway, man, I'm glad I see the people on the lines. We got a hell of a show tonight. We got some, you know, we got some crazy topics as usual. You know, topic number one, how did I catch COVID? I guess we just went through that. Topic number two is, once and for all, what is the proper way to clean a vagina and keep it odor-free? Now, I talked about this one time last year, and the responses I got was unbelievable. So hopefully we'll get some more good responses to that, hopefully. The third topic is, my lovers is great, but just doesn't give it to me enough. What could you do about that? My lover's sex is great, but they just don't give it to me enough. And last but not least, topic number four, the black kiss. How many people knew or know what the black kiss is? Or how many people knew what the black kiss was? The black kiss is when you lick in your sex partner's anus. They call that the black kiss. So the topic for that is licking your sex partner's anus the supreme act of love? Is it the supreme act of love? And everybody know what supreme means, highly developed, the top, number one. Is the black kiss disgusting or the supreme act of black love? That's the topics, everybody. So you know what I mean? Everybody sit back. You know what I mean? We're going to take a quick break. We can come back with the Lisa experience. I'm sure she got some serious stuff to talk about, as usual, as she do every week. You know what I mean? And so sit back, call a friend, you know. Don't hide the show. Divide the show. Call somebody and tell them, yo, tune into the Keeping It Real podcast. It's about to get too real. So we'll be right back after this song with the Lisa Experience. Peace.
Shout out, Young Swiss.
I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make a pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future's scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the mornings, you won't wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.
Ah, welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast. Let's see if we have Lisa, you ready?
Yep.
Oh, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you feeling? Feeling better?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm just drinking some hot water with some lime squeezed into it. Earlier, I've been drinking hot water with just lemon and just lime. Somebody said that's supposed to break up congestion and all that.
Well, I'm glad you're on the mend.
But, all right, without any further ado, everybody, here we have it, the Lisa Experience.
Good evening, everyone. I hope everyone had a wonderful week. It's Friday, but you ain't going to the weekend. Tonight, I want to talk about letting go. And, you know, as I always start my little program, I always bring you a little introduction. And, letting go. You remember when we was like kids and we might have had that special shirt or special kind of jeans our parents bought us or shoes that we always wanted and, you know, we wore them and we loved them no matter what. And they got a little old and tattered, and but we still wanted to wear them, still wanted to keep them. And your mother would say, it's time to throw them in the garbage. And we'd be like, oh, they're still good. They be having holes in them, tore up, and we still tight, sometimes too big, but we still wanted them. That's one thought. And then I got to thinking about letting go, and I said, well, what does it mean and what can happen when you let go? And then I thought about it, and I said, picture yourself in a doctor's office. And you know when the nurse closes the door and you're sitting there on the table and you're waiting, and it's just quiet, and it's just you and the things around the room, and you don't hear anything, you don't see anything, and you're just in your deep thoughts, or you might your mind might race, or you might just be just feeling calm, you know what I mean? Nobody's bothering you, nobody's saying anything to you, and it's a moment of just, like, pure peace. And so that sets off the mood for me tonight for letting go. Letting go don't has to mean about a human being. It could be a thing. It could be a place. It could be anything. Letting go is very hard for people. People will sit and talk about how they're in a relationship or they got on a job or they live in somewhere and they just complain all day or to the same people about the same thing going on in their life. How it's like this and they like that and it's going on like this and I can't take this and, you know what I mean, I need to move on and things got to get better and, you know, I don't know why I accepted this type of contract. I didn't pay into this. So letting go. You talk about letting go. And, you know, as I was telling you about the doctor office, you don't know how peaceful and enjoyable your life can be as long as you with somebody or somewhere or someplace and you got headaches and you're going through stuff and you're hearing stuff and you're constantly at war with a person, thing, or place. People need to start thinking about peace, peace of mind, your spirit, quietness. You know what I mean? Life is not about confusion, being upset, hating to go somewhere because you know what you got to deal with. You know what I mean? It takes a lot out of you, a lot of your energy, a lot of your good energy to be sitting there and you're just not feeling the situation. Letting go. It's not big words, just two words, letting go. But you know what? It's the hardest thing to do. It's hard to let go. One thing you think that, what I'm going to do, I don't want to be alone, or I don't want to lose my job, or I don't want to lose friendship, or I don't want to lose the neighborhood I'm living in, or I don't want to lose the people that I'm around. Letting go. Letting go. Think about it. Think about that doctor office. Think about how quiet it is. Think about how peaceful it is. Think about how coming in and it's just you and your thoughts and what you want to do and what you like and how you want to be. We got to stop. We got to stop putting up with stuff. You know what I mean? It's not healthy for us. If it's not working, you got to let it go. Let me tell you, I worked at a job 5 years. 5 years, and I used to get a headache. I used to get chest pains every time I was on the road going in because I knew I wasn't going to be happy when I got there. But I had to make money. I had to make a living. I was by myself. Nobody was paying my rent, paying my bills. So I went there, and I was unhappy. And I came home, and I complained about it all the time. And I talked to other people about how I hated it. And you know what? One day that situation was taken away from me. And it was unbelievable how happy I was and how I took that for years. And I didn't have to. Couldn't let go. Then I think about how you have people living with you. It's taking changes. You're going through stuff. You hate when you get home what you got to go through. And you ain't getting help. And you're just stressing. And you're talking about them. You're talking about them to other people. And you're telling them that you want them to change, and they won't change. And then one day, you've had enough of it. And you tell them, that's it. And you let go. And then you come home one day, and it's unbelievable. Peace It's just you. Do what you want to do. Live the way you want to live. Your own rules. Do what you have to do to move to the next phase. Also a place. You can live somewhere and you hate where you live at. You hate the people that's around you. You hate the apartment or the house. It just ain't working for you. And you just still just live there. And then one day you say, I'm going to move somewhere else. And you let go. And you move. And the neighborhood is better. And the people are better. And the place you're living is more quiet and happy. And then you look back and you be like, why did I live there so long? Why did I take all that? Why did I have to put up with that? Letting go. Start letting go of things. Because, as I say every week, life is too short to sit around and take a whole bunch of stuff and carry it on your shoulders. And then you look one day and you be like, what was I thinking? Why did I go that way? Why did I do that? You know what I mean? All I had to do was two words. Let go. Let go. Be happy. Be at peace. And move on to the things that you enjoy. Because what's the use of living if you're not happy and you can't enjoy the things you want? Because you got to worry about giving to the other person, making them happy, putting up whatever they got, they taking you through. That's not life. It's not meant to be like that. We wasn't brought on this earth to be taken through changes. We was put on this earth to enjoy the things that's down here. Enjoy what's put in front of us. Enjoy where we could go where no other else person been. You know what I mean? I've been making a lot of choices these last couple of months, and let me tell you, I've learned a lot. And I learned that you put up with a lot of stuff, and then when it's gone, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable the way you can live and be happy. And if you're unhappy, that's because you made yourself unhappy. But you let go, and you by yourself. You know what I mean? So, I just thought I'd tell everybody and talk to everybody because, you know, I've been hearing a lot of people complain about stuff. And it's okay because we all complain. But when a person complains on and on and on, and it could be me too, let go. Let go. Because all the complaining you're doing is not even worth it because it's not about you. Because you can't change nobody till they decide they want to change. So everyone enjoy their weekend. Thanks for listening. And have a good night.
Oh, thank you. Hold on 1 minute. I'll get my headphones. Okay, we back. I had to put my headphones back on. Let go. That's a good way. Somebody texted me and said while you was talking it, they feel the same way about a job or something. Like it's time, I guess, just to let it go. But sometimes I guess you need a push or certain reasons, but for whatever, it's a lot of people that's stuck and stagnant in certain situations, certain reasons, for whatever reasons. They don't let go. They just hold on and hang on. How long you going to do it? Because the hourglass of life is going, it never stops. We're only here for a short period of time. We just passing through. And you only get one life. And if you do it right, though, that's all you really need. But let's go to the phone line. 3058.
Good evening.
Good evening there, number one caller. How you doing?
I'm okay.
Okay. Anything new going on in your world?
No, nothing at all.
You sound down.
Oh no, I'm fine. I'm just half asleep, but I couldn't go to sleep yet.
You couldn't go to sleep. I'm glad you did.
Hey, I got my partner over here asleep, so that was good.
Oh, the same one?
Yep, same one. She sleeps, so that's even better.
Yeah, she, well, I guess, I don't know if that's early or late, but I guess it's a good thing.
It's good for her.
Oh, it's good for her. Yeah, I was up here, I was up here earlier talking about that damn COVID. That COVID is a monster.
It's no joke.
You had it before?
I had it once, and I don't plan on getting it again.
it was rough, right?
Oh, yeah. I was a non-believer. I'm a believer now. You come in here, you're going to get squirted. Get out of here.
Don't you got your water gun?
I got a crazy man who likes to try to go in people's room, and I'm going to jack his ass up with this water gun. Get out of there. Get out of here.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry, Brandy.
You still shooting people with that water gun?
I feel like I'm blasting his ass. Look, and then he got the nerve to come in and go in the dresser drawer. Blast
what?
His ass up. And look, they talk about, oh, you really not allowed to do that. I said, he bold enough to roll up in here, he's going to get blasted. I won't let him get close enough, because otherwise I'll punch him. I don't discriminate. I hit old people.
Oh man, he shouldn't know what they're talking about. You shouldn't do that. They said you shouldn't do that. He shouldn't go in people's rooms and go through their belongings.
There's some freaky deaky old folks up in here. There's one old guy who will roll up in somebody's room and start fingering the lady. I'm like, what the hell?
What?
There's some perverted old men up here.
Oh, that's a little much, right?
So
there,
tell
right
all
there.
Your listeners, listen real good. Take care of your bodies. Don't end up in no crazy place like this. <It's> crazy. I say, I got my noodles. That... They can't pull nothing on me. I got my noodles.
Wow. Yeah, you better keep that water gun locked and loaded.
I keep it loaded. You better believe it.
You don't want nobody coming up in there.
It's only his perverted behind.
Letting their fingers do the walking.
That'd be the last time his fingers do the walking. Nasty buzzard.
Well, you know, we always gotta when we get somebody on the line, we always gotta go through a couple of topics. Any did you hear any topics earlier?
Yes, I did.
Well, we got. Well,
I'm gonna address the anal one. Look in the butthole. That's nasty. No, hell no.
So,
I don't do shitty
deals.
You
know
what
they call that, the black kiss, huh?
It's terrible.
So that wouldn't be to you the supreme act of love.
No, I ain't no much. Ain't that much love in the world. I don't do shitty deals. No.
I guess you ain't never ventured like that.
No.
Well, a lot of people, you know, a lot of people agree. A lot of people, you know, they be like, that's disgusting, or, you know, I mean, that's something that should never be done. But then, you know, you got people who talk openly about loving to do it. And,
I say this, to each his own, but that's not me.
Right.
To each his own.
When you really think about it, I guess a lot of things that people could do to each other during sex would be considered disgusting, but that I guess would be ranking up there at the top. You know what I mean?
That's what you shit from.
I mean, well, that's where a period comes from. But a period comes out of a vagina, and the lady still wanted
lick. If somebody's doing that when they're on their period, they nasty too.
Not on their period. I'm just saying that's where people have periods from their vagina, but when they ladies still want their vagina licked, not when they period out. I'm talking about when it's not on. I'm saying that because you said that. I'm saying that because you said that's where shit comes from, but people probably say they're going to lick it when it ain't no shit coming from there. Like, people probably say they'll lick a vagina when it ain't no blood there.
No, because if the woman clean, she going to do what she's supposed to do to keep the monkey clean. That's nasty.
Okay. That's, I'm glad you said that. That lead to topic number two. What is the proper way to clean a vagina?
I don't know. I can't speak for all women. I'm a believer in soap and water and a douching. A lot of people don't like to do the douching. Once a month, you should at least douche it out if you're sexually active.
Once a month, if you're sexually active.
Yeah. Got to do it. I know when I did it back in the day, I felt better. Got to keep it clean.
Because you know that a lot of people, I have heard some women say in the past that told them, you never douche or something like that. But then again, I heard some people say that they said what you just said, once a month, like you have to or you should or something like that.
Mm-mm. No, you got to be clean. Got to be clean.
So far as you, to keep the vagina clean, just soap, water, and dish once a month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I don't even use soap no more. The soap is obsolete. Everybody, what? It's shower gel now. they had that shower gel way back then. I love my shower gel.
So it's just. Have you ever heard of any other different ways, like vinegar, using different fruits?
That's what I dish with. The vinegar. I dish with the vinegar. Vinegar and water.
Vinegar and water in the dish. Oh,
yes.
Okay. Well, it sounds simple, but we're going to see.
Well, thank God I never had yeast infection. Well, mostly all women get that. But I never had can't even get it right. It's been so long. Damn, I'm old.
I started to make that one of the STD?
Yes. Right, I never had one.
Oh, that's
so
good.
I'm grateful for that.
You in your 60s, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. You know, that was going to be one of my topics tonight about can men get yeast infections? Because I was reading about it. That was going to be one of my topics.
Oh, that's a good one. I don't even know that.
I found out that they can.
Wow. See?
And I didn't even
know
it.
You learn something.
You learn something every day. That was going to be one of my topics. Because I had read up, I do a lot of reading, but I had read up that men do get yeast infections. I guess maybe more than likely it's from a woman who have a yeast infection, I would assume. I didn't like really finish reading it, but I would assume, you know, that was it, more than that.
Mm-hmm.
But let me see. Hold on. Let's see. Who else? Were all my friends to the room. 3282. You live. That's Mr. Nance's number right there. 3282. Oh, he might be away from the phone. Going once, going twice, 3282. Well, he'll call back. He'll probably call back.
He went to the men's room.
He went to the men's room. He went to the men's room.
Yeah.
Sometimes his phone is on speaker. He probably stepped away from the phone for a minute. But anyway, we'll come back to him. We had another topic. I was like kind of eager really to see what people had to say about this one. About my lover's sex is great, but doesn't give me enough. I was really wanting to see what people had to say about that who've been in that certain situation before. I would assume that if your lover's sex is great, but they didn't give it to you enough, I would assume that it had to be a reason why they wouldn't give it to you enough. Or is it the mate and he's not turned on enough? Or is he giving it to somebody else? Or is she giving it to somebody else? Or what would be the reason for somebody holding out on sex? I mean, if two people have good sex, and it would have to be a reason on that, I guess. I'm trying to think. Lisa, you still with us?
Yes.
What do you think about that one?
Well, sometimes people play games with sex. So if the person is giving you good sex and they realize that you know that it's good, then they try to hold back because they know that you liking that. You know what
I mean?
That's true. They play games with you, which, you know, because if you know that the person is enjoying it, why would you want to hold back? Why would you want to hold back on it? Now, sometimes if you're not doing something, giving a person something, they'll hold back on it because they feel that they're not receiving what they want, so they're not going to give you what you want.
Yeah, that's a great answer too, right there. That sounds about right. Sounds about right. A lot of people play like a lot of different games with sex.
Yeah.
Holding back. Acting like they not in the mood. You know, or whatever else come along with it. Or something like that. But that's also true. What about the black kiss? What you think about the black kiss? Is that the supreme act of love?
I wasn't going to answer that, but
oh, you could pass.
To me, whatever your mate desire, or if your mate is a game to do different things, then I feel that it's no door closed, because if that person is different with, and you, I'm not saying some fly by night, but I'm saying if that's somebody that you have an intimate relationship with, it shouldn't be anything, shouldn't be really disgusting about that, because if you're into whoever you would, you should be willing to do whatever you need to do to fulfill his needs as much as he's going to fulfill yours. And you're right. It is the back door, but people got to realize that anything down below and between, when your legs is covering it and it's closed, it's going to be a certain something there. But when you love that person, you go there. And if you feel that it's not
the way it's supposed to be, then you be a woman or a man enough to say, if you get it right, I'll give you what you need. But you don't have to go anywhere where you feel that it's not smelling right or it's endangering you or you feel that you're not comfortable because where or who it's coming from.
And that's why I say to each his own.
Yeah, because some people, like, I have heard, like, even on certain podcasts, like, or shows I have seen, like people talk, like, openly, like, candidly about doing it. Like, you know, like it's really part of sex.
No.
Like it's nothing. You know what I mean?
Well, men are more open to it now than before. I mean, women always got it, but some men are more open to it. And I don't mean like men that's, you know, not straight, but I mean, men are more open to people doing things to them than thinking that, oh, if I do this, I'm whatever. It's not what you are. It's a sexual desire and feeling and part of the plate when you having sex. You know what I mean? When you venture and you do stuff, you might venture over there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's true. I think that, well, like we all agree on, it's like it's up to the individual. If you feel secure, safe about doing that, and it's with your partner, and if they feel the same way, hey, shoot for it, go for it, do what you do.
Yeah, because like I mean, I really don't like to get graphic, but just like a guy when he is down there eating you out or whatever, and then he comes up and want to kiss you, then you got to eat your own pussy. So I'm saying, like,
right. It's
the same thing. You know, it's a sexual desire that goes on between two people. And if you're into that person, things like that happen.
That's true. That's true. That's definitely true. What else we got here? What about the proper way to clean a vagina? What would you say about that?
Well, I'm like number one. I never really had a odor, but I'm like she said, water, soap, is shower gel now. I don't really believe in douching because I was allergic to it and I broke out real bad. So I might do it like once a year because I really can't do it. But I'm going to tell you, some nationalities really do know how to take care of the coochie. And if you ever find someone that can really tell you some secrets, it will help you out. I met this Spanish girl one day, and we was talking, and she introduced me to Limassol. And I don't know if a lot of ladies know about that, but if you try Limassol, it makes it smell minty, fresh, clean, and no odor. I do believe in wearing white underwear or a white pattern inside whatever underwear you wear, because colorful underwear gives you an odor because you're sweating and it causes, you know, secretion or whatever. So I never wear colored underwear. I always wear white underwear. And as far as, you know, my lifetime, I never had to worry about, you know, any of that. And I did used to get yeast infections, but a long time ago the doctor told me, you're supposed to only really wear white panties because colored panties have dye in it and it's not good for you.
Oh, I hear Mr. Nance back there. You was right, caller number one. He stepped away from the phone. I hear Mr. Nance in the background. So you said that was, what did you say the Spanish lady told you about?
Limassol.
Lemon salt.
Green and white bottle, in the area in the aisle where all feminine products is. It's a green. You can buy it's a tall or a small bottle. It has a nice smell to it. It's maybe about $7, but I'm saying you try it. I'm telling you, women, it's unbelievable. And I mean, dishes do a job too, but it's really the outside, because the inside takes care of itself. Like number one said, the doctor will tell you that it naturally cleans itself. But for the outer part, if you have something good that works and with your pH balance, it's gonna be smelling like you want it.
Yeah, I'm sure it's people out there listening to that that's gonna be willing, that's gonna try that. definitely, because I know that I've heard a lot of different, you know, different ways and different things you could use and stuff like that. And nobody likes a funky vagina, you know what I mean? But
and then I hate to say this, but you know, this is my firm belief. I believe in condoms, and I believe in condoms because when a man puts his stuff inside you, it leaks out. It has some men have odors. You carry that with you. That also gives you odor, and you have to try to, like, get it off, you know what I mean? But when you use the condom, that's the least thing you have to worry about, because nothing going in and nothing coming out.
I agree with
that's
you 100%.
Well, we got two condom users on here, huh? Two
I don't like the condom, but I don't like that. I don't like that semen in me neither. It's irritating.
Like a lot of men, like we didn't really know that. You know what I mean? That sperm have I guess you could say sperm has an odor.
Yeah, it do.
Yeah, I mean we didn't really know that. I didn't really know that. I guess only a woman, when only women, you know, they could tell you that. But
yeah.
If so many people put as much interest into it, then it wouldn't be so many problems of, you know, running into odors when you're messing with women all the time. But anyway, that's good. I'm sure people writing that shit down right now. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to boil my tea a little bit. Everybody, listen, you guys, if you're on the line and you want to go live, you have to press 1. If you're on the link, unfortunately, you only could just listen on the link. If you do press 1 and we don't get to you right away, just be patient and we'll get back to you as soon as we could. So we passed the first hour. We're about to go into the second hour. So everybody, just stay tuned. We'll play a quick song, and we'll be right back after this. Peace.
All right, Beth. Yeah. Walk with me.
Come take a walk with me, grab my hand. Let me school you, little bro, make you understand. You gotta run the streets to become a man. Just stay in your own lane, you can buy some land. I see the fire in your eyes. Don't fall into the trap, in the trap you can die. So many soldiers stand down in the sky. Pay attention to the vibe, that's what's keeping you alive. Have patience, just talk to me. Get out of line, you get chalked for free. I won't let you fall if it's up to me. And they say misery like companies. Don't let them put you down on companies. You know I got your back, you look up to me. It's okay to show love, but cautiously. It's okay for men to cry, but not normally. Let's start.
Yeah. Walk with me.
nigga, take a seat. You be acting all hard, you ain't from the street. Got a good family and somewhere to sleep. Nigga, I was house to house with nowhere to eat. I don't get you niggas, these shoes can't fit you niggas. You can play it off, looking in your eyes, see you mask off, pretending to be a G until they pull your card. Yo, you still young, don't take the road where I came from, ain't nothing there. Couple of holes, a sippin' beer, switching up, pose with the pole, ain't playing fair. Get up off that circle, you ain't earning shit with them squares. Before you get caught up and then happen to take a stare. Find the senses tingling, feeling all in the air. And keep God close with the post and make a prayer.
Yo, this record for all your loved ones, man. Don't ever steer them in the wrong direction. Being real is a form of respect. Respect yourself.
Let's go, man. Being real is being genuine. Yourself.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Keep It Real with Jay Sean online podcast. We moving right along. We've just stepped into the second hour of the show. I didn't think it was. It was better than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be hard for me to make, being that I was under the weather. Mr. Nance, you with me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's going on with you?
Not much. Same old, same way. Nothing new, my brother. New foot.
Same old, same old. Didn't you say September 5th in Patterson at the Falls it was going to be a show?
Yeah, what happened was I called my man because on my show tomorrow night I'm interviewing the guy that was the lead singer for that group called Soul Generation, Body and Soul, $1 million. I'm interviewing him, and then I went to Rashad's affair last week. Rashad and his wife gave a wonderful affair, and they had a singing group called the Silver Stars that sang out of Newark. And I was just talking to that brother, and he said that they're going to be in Patterson at where the waterfalls is, September the 5th. So they're giving a concert in the park. It's supposed to start at 5 o'clock. Well, I guess they come on at 5.
Okay, so you coming through.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to come through for that one. You know why I told you I'm coming through.
Yeah. That's
never know who you might see, boy, from back in the day, boy.
Yeah, you never know. Lisa, how was that show you went to that was in the park? The Oldies But Goodies, I think that's what it was, right?
No, it was Jazz.
Oh, it was Jazz. It was Jazz.
It was Jazz.
How was it?
It was good. It was Craig Redman's son. And it was a guy named Swartz that played, which was real good. I mean, it was a nice flow, mellow. The weather was nice. It was nice. They actually played last week in Eastside Park, but you had to pay to get in.
Oh, okay, yeah. Because Forrest said they got somebody gonna be up at the Falls on September 5th.
Yeah, so it'll be great.
That's Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
That's Labor Day.
Right.
Oh, that's Labor Day.
Yeah, that's Labor Day.
Oh yeah. They do that. I think they do that up there every year, matter of fact. Maybe. I don't know. But I'm gonna try to get up there too, you know, on September 5th, you know what I mean? And gotta support. You know what I mean? We gotta support each other. All
hey,
the
Forrest,
time.
How you
What's
doing?
Fine, dear. How are you?
All right.
Good, good. You sound well.
Forrest.
Yes, sir.
Forrest, what's going on with your podcast tomorrow?
Well, I'll just get you a little tidbit of information. In the view of my man,
oh, that's
Cliff
right.
Perkins.
You said the guy was coming up. Oh, that's the only guest you got. You just got him coming through.
Well, after him, Rashad probably give a little presentation on health and healing. And I'll be there for tomorrow night.
And that's at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock?
Yeah, from 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow, even every
from
Saturday.
from 6 to 8. All right, give everybody the number. You know you got to give everybody the number again.
Yes, family out there. Call-in number is, I'm going to count 1, 2, 3. All right, hope you all got pen and paper ready. 520-525-8633. All you got to do is just call in. And, you know, basically, you know, Jay, I understand everybody has their own procedure, but we don't mute people. They come in, they know how to act, you know, they don't talk over each other. And then, of course, you got people that call in and just listen, you know. And then sometimes you do have to tell people, all right, now, all right, you got to mute your phone, you know, because sometimes people inadvertently might have a dog barking in the back or somebody asks them a question, you can overhear them talking. But other than that, we don't do the cue. We got that feature, but we just don't practice it. That's all. So once again, family, 520-525-8633. That's tomorrow evening. And if y'all remember that record, Body and Soul, that was real popular back in the day. The lead singer for that group, I'm interviewing him tomorrow night. His name is Cliff Perkins. And they got a lot of stuff going on over this way, too. With they got the anti-violence march. They're supposed to be doing something big over here with Blue Magic, Soul Generation, Gerald Austin from the Manhattans. They're going to have that NJ Pack, you know. And then my man, the brother that I'm hosting, he has a big show over in Jersey City over at State College. You've been there at college before, right, Jay? It's got a
Which
different
one?
Name now. It's Teachers College. One over there on Kennedy Boulevard in Jersey City. It used to be Jersey City State College. But now it's Teachers University. Yeah. It's not State College anymore. It's University. Because when I went to high school, King College used to be King College. Now it's King University.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Have you been over to Cell Power?
Mm-mm. I got to get over there. Man, I'm telling you, with this podcast, with these different shows, man, I've been a little busy. But I got to reach out to the kid because I probably want to give her a cook show, you know, whatever, you know. You been over there lately?
Yeah, I haven't been. I haven't been over there in a minute, man. I miss it, though. You know, it's like, I wish it was closer to Patterson, you know. It's not really, it ain't really, it was like about 20 minutes, but I wish it was closer to Patterson.
Yeah, it ain't far. Yeah, Bloomfield ain't next door to Patterson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know I gotta hit you with a topic before I let you go. One of my topics, real quick, all the time. Well, I got two different ones. That maybe a male could. If your lover had good sex, but didn't want to give you enough, what would some of the reasons might be? For somebody out there who probably going through that, there's people out there in relationships right now, and they love it, got bomb sex, good sex, but they just don't give it to them enough.
Well, first and foremost, I would refer them, because you know, Jay and Lisa, y'all know that we had songs that had meaning back in the day. I would refer them to Ray Parker Jr., Jack and Jill. Jack went up the hill and he had to sneak down because he wasn't getting enough from Jill. So I would highly recommend that if you got the bomb sex and you have a partner and y'all faithful to each other, then, you know, what's the point in holding back? Makes no sense, you know. That's supposed to be your partner. Y'all supposed to satisfy each other, you know. And, Jay, you always say this all the time, brother, you know. Unfortunately, it might get to the point where a woman or even a man might have to put on that Johnny Taylor record, who's making love to your old lady while you out making love somewhere else. You know, I'm not saying the guy or woman, or I'm not saying that the guy or the woman would have to be cheating because they ain't giving up enough. Because, you know, it's funny, Jay, throughout my personal experiences, I've noticed that there are some women I've dealt with in the past, they want to... let's just say sexually oriented. The woman just had, you know, some good stuff. Let's just say like that. All right. And with the woman having the good stuff, all right, she just wasn't, you know, too highly sexual, you know. So, you know, right. I appreciate it, but Hey, it's up to the individual, man. Some people hang in there because they're trying to stay faithful to their partner. It depends on the mentality of the person. Then again, like I said, you know, that's my take on that.
That's true. We was talking about the black kiss. The black kiss is licking your partner's anus. Is that disgusting, or is that the supreme act of love in your eyes?
Well, what goes on, no, I don't think that's the supreme act of lovemaking. But I'll just say it like this, and I'm going to leave it alone. What one does in the privacy of the boudoir, all right, is their business, all right? And please don't ask me if I've ever done that, Jay, because I can't do that, man. I have to hold myself in a certain light because I never know who's listening.
I ain't actually that.
But that, I mean, that's hey, hey, listen, if somebody enjoys it and somebody enjoys doing it, then hey, God bless. Hope they stay together forever or something else, you know?
Yeah. That's about it. Hey, look, hold on. Well, stay with us. You know what I mean? I'm going to see. Let me see what else is going. Who else is out here? 3324.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, hey, what up, Dre?
What's going on, me?
All right, I always forget those your last four. What's going on?
I'm pulling, man. Just off work. Pulling.
You wanna talk about something? One of the topics or something?
Oh yeah, this is the topic.
Well, what about if your lover had good sex, but doesn't give it to you enough?
It's gonna be dead to you.
Huh?
That means it's gonna be dead to you.
That means she not giving it to you?
That means it's only dead to you.
What's that beeping? That shit is
That's
loud.
That's not me. That ain't
me. Amen.
What you mean that's only good to you? What you mean?
You said if your other person got good sex, right?
Yeah.
So that means it's good to you. It may not be good to her.
Oh, your sex might not be good to her.
Right.
Hey, I didn't think about it.
Yeah,
like that.
You understand something. For a man, we go in. And 9 out of 10 times, man, anything we go in is going to feel good. You got to really have some trashy stuff if we don't feel good. But for a woman, it's different. We could be too big. We could be too big. We could be not big enough. You know what I mean? It's like you got to split them. They don't got to split us.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. That's a good point. I didn't think about it like that, you know what I mean, because somebody has sent that topic in.
Yeah, so you got good sex, and you and your girl having good sex, both ways, y'all going to want it. You know, you're going to want that.
Hey, you hit it. I mean, shit, you hit it right on the nose with that one. You got me with that one. That's a good one. I didn't think about that. I definitely didn't think about it like that because I was thinking more like if somebody had great sex and the person wasn't, they mate or they lover wasn't giving it to them enough. Maybe it was because they was cheating or giving it to somebody else or, you know, thinking about cheating. You know, something like that, and something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, I mean,
thinking about it,
if you're not giving it to her, if you're not giving it to her, if it's not good to her, you know it's going to lead to her cheating. Of course. It's going to lead to that.
Yeah, sooner or later.
Hell yeah.
You're about right with that. It's gonna lead to that. What you feel about the black kiss?
It's part of sex. I mean, it's part of sex, I guess. If you went down on your chick before, you can't say you never ate her ass. You probably ain't attempt to, but you it ain't that far away from her pussy. You feel me? So, I mean, you can't say you never did it. You know, so. Can't do it to anybody.
I mean, that's a good point, but I don't know if that's true, but that's a good point.
I mean, it's only like an inch and a half from her hole, from her vagina and her hole to her rectum. It's only about an inch and a half away. If you eat her out while she's on all fours, you did that. You've been... Their nose is in her ass, so they're in there. You know what I mean?
I understand. So it don't really matter with you. Is that the supreme act of love?
I would say so. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I'll eat your ass. I love the hell out of you.
Yeah.
I love you.
Yeah,
I was definitely a part, girl. Shit.
I would think so too.
Hell yeah.
I don't know. Unless you know, I don't know. I would think that you would have to have some serious feelings for somebody. Or vice versa. You know, either way. You know what I mean?
I told you some stuff. I told you some stuff that I heard about people that I ain't gonna say about, but you know what I'm talking about. There's some nasty dudes out here that will really eat ass, like, for real, for real.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Yeah.
If you remember, you probably the only one that probably was on the show last year when I did the proper way. What is the proper way to clean a vagina? I remember when we had a Latin female around here. She was saying how when her monthly was on, she would just lay a towel down. And her boyfriend would do all that stuff to her with her period on.
You remember the other guest you had where she said that she almost died because her boyfriend went in her rectum and then she went down on him directly after and she got some feces in her mouth.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we did. We had a female caller on the show last year. When I was doing the podcast, I was on Dre's label then, and this female, this wasn't no young girl either. She was older. She said that. What did she say again? I remember she said that he went down on her.
No, he entered her. He was hitting from the back.
Oh, he had sex with her in the rectum.
Yeah, and then right. She went down on him right after.
And then she went down on him, and then she caught a bad infection or something like that in her body and almost died.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Almost died.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
So
That's why no city deals.
No city deals.
No
city
deals.
No city deals. You
hey,
say that.
I kept my part of my body virgin, and my behind is virgin.
Yeah, well, that was crazy when she came out here and told us that story about how she almost died. It was like a lot, like everybody was like, wow. Because, I mean, I guess that's, I mean, you know, that's fungus. That's fungal. So, like bacteria, like I guess it's easy. Like you would get gangrene and all that shit like that. I guess you really have to be careful. Let me give a shout out for a birthday shout out, close friend of mine, Victoria McKnight, Missy, that's what I call her, Victoria McKnight, she got a birthday Tuesday, and I want to give a very big, big happy birthday shout out to you from the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast. Hope you enjoy your birthday and your week. And I hope you have many, many more. Happy birthday. I miss you. I know we kind of dragging along tonight. Everybody know that. You know, I'm under the weather. I'm not feeling too good. So, but I appreciate everybody who stayed on with me and everybody who, you know, just participating. And the people that's just listening too, you know, I appreciate that too. I know a lot of y'all tuned in tonight because y'all wanted to hear about that licking the anus. I know that because I see a lot of different numbers I never seen before. And a lot of people wanted to hear what people had to say about it. So what did people say about it? People said, "Do whatever you want to do in the privacy of your own home." People said, "It's one of the nastiest things you could do." People said somebody almost died from it. Somebody said it is the supreme act of love. Somebody said that it should be for exit only. Do what you like, feel what you like. You know what I mean? You only live one time. You know what I mean? My feelings on it is, I got to say, when you're in the privacy of your own home and if you with somebody and y'all two consenting adults and that's what you want to do, then that's what you do. You know what I mean? Everybody know, like, my life is an open book. I have done it, and I have had it done to me. It's not nothing to be ashamed about. We adults. Is it something I rant and rave about? No. Is it something I ask for? No. Is it something I yearn for, I look for? No. But when you got two people and you caught up in a moment and you caught up in emotion, and I'm sure everybody been caught up in emotion and caught up in the feeling and caught up so much, caught up that you just wanted to just do it all. I have had females ask for some crazy requests when they caught up in emotion. And I guess men do too. But all in all, it's whatever you want to do. Is it nasty? Yes. But so is oral sex. So is kissing.
Kissing is the nastiest thing you could do. Ask any doctor, read any book, anywhere, anybody will tell you that kissing is the nastiest thing you can do. Putting your mouth on somebody else's mouth and putting your saliva into their mouth and them putting their saliva in your mouth. But it's done all the time. So whether it's the supreme act of love or whether it's not, just do what you feel. And, you know, and don't be embarrassed of it. We all adults. Consensual adults to do what you want to do. And if that's what turn you on, that's what you do. As far as that, the lovers with the great sex, but they don't want to give you enough, I kind of like what Dre said about that. I had a different point of view about it until Dre gave me a different point of view. And then Lisa had a good point of view on it when she said that people play a lot of sex games. People do play a lot of games with sex, holding out, holding back, giving more sometimes and giving less sometimes. But the bottom line is, I think like Forrest said, or somebody said, if somebody's sex is good to you, why would you be holding back and make you, you know, and make you, you know, say, The moral of the story is, do what you're going to do, because one day you won't be able to do it. Sex is supposed to be something for two people to do when they really care about each other, when they really love each other. And then some people just do it just to fuck. And more power to them, too. So, I don't know. We got to, let me see, what time is it? It's 9:28. We might close out early. Unless, we got anybody else out there on the line? Anybody else out there want to press 1, want to make a comment? Anybody want to say something? Any of the new numbers is out there? Press 1, give a shout out. You know, you want to make a comment. We all friends to the show here. I'm a little bit under the weather right now. Let me see. Hold on. 3895, you live.
Hey, what's good, man?
What's the deal?
This is Elvis from Paterson, New Jersey.
Oh, we got the Prince of Paterson. Now wait a minute, this is a special occasion right here. This is the Prince of Paterson is on the phone line. What's going on, L Boogie?
Hey man, I'm just calling you to let you know I'm listening to your station, man. It's great, man. Great, you got the number one talk show.
Yeah, I do. I thank you. I do my best. I'm not feeling too good tonight, so I'm just winging it. You know what I mean? I had to come through. You know what I mean? I couldn't just cancel a show because, you know, we got people who look forward to listening to the show every week. But look, tell everybody who you are, what you do in Paterson for people who don't know you. Everybody know you, but some people might not know you.
I'm the promoter.
Do you mind?
I promote the city of Paterson, New Jersey.
Right.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I promote the city of Paterson, New Jersey. I promote some of the stores, businesses. I'm also a music promoter. I do shows. I also have a YouTube channel, Paterson NJ Good News, That's what I do. That's me right
this
there.
This man right here, he being humble. This man right here is a true and dedicated person to the veteran of the city of Patterson. I mean, he is one man who speaks up for Patterson. He don't pull no punches. He don't take no sides. He tell it like it is. You know what I mean? He promote all the African-American businesses that come in. Not just African-American, all businesses, but he really stands up for the African-American businesses that's opening up and when they open up in Patterson. Like you said, his YouTube page is NJ Patterson Good News, right?
Patterson NJ Good News.
Patterson NJ Good News. You got to check out his YouTube channel. Or you can just go to his Facebook page, Elvis Durham, right?
Good News Durham, yeah.
Oh, Good News. That, what's your Facebook Good News Facebook page?
Elvis
Patterson
Good
NJ
News,
Good News?
Durham. Yeah.
Oh, Elvis, mm-hmm. Good News. Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, this is my man. This is a close friend of mine, man. We've been supporting each other a long time. We go way back a long time. And it's really a good brother. What brings you on to the show tonight?
I just want to know what you was talking about. I came up late. I had tuned in late.
Okay. Yeah, we was Well, you know, we got a lot of different things here. You know what I mean? We be talking about different topics, and you want to try one of the topics out?
Yeah. What was the topic today?
Well, I got four of them, but this one is if your lover or your wife or your girlfriend or whatever, if her sex was good to you, but she didn't give it to you enough. What would you think the problem would be?
Oh wow. Damn, that's deep. that's deep for a person like me, because it never happened to me before. I don't have that type of problem. So that's something hard to come back.
Do you think that would mean she would? Do you think that would mean she was cheating?
Yeah. And she ain't feeling you like that no more. That's
she ain't
feeling plain
you
and simple.
Yeah.
She don't turn her on. She want more. You know, she looking for. Some more stick, you know, your stick ain't strong enough no more. You feel me?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
True. Could be.
I guess. That's the only thing I could come up with.
But like you said, you never had that problem before, so.
Man.
You wouldn't really know about that.
Man, I'm hey, my name is the Prince/King of Patterson, so when you got a name like that, you know, you have to have some type of power, right?
And you got to back it up.
Yeah, yeah. So, and I got a lot of power, so I don't have that type of power.
You got a lot of power. You got a lot of power.
Yeah. I'm like Superman.
All right, we're going to hit you with the last one. This one is kind of raunchy, but they call it the black kiss. That's licking your sex partner's anus. Is that disgusting, or is that the supreme act of showing somebody love?
What do you mean, eating cake or eating pie? Which one?
Licking the ass. Licking the ass.
Yeah, that's when you show that, you know, you the man. You got, you know, if any man that's African American or Hispanic say they don't eat cake, They woman getting her cake eaten by somebody else. I'm keeping it real. This is 2022, man.
Hey, that might be true.
Yeah, so it's 2022. We're not in the 80s no more, 70s. Like these females, they want, you know, they want to try stuff different, man. No, they want their man or they or they whatever go to another level with them. You know, no, they don't want to try the same thing every time you go in the bedroom or in the hotel or in the car or in the garage. You know, so they want to do something different. Feel me?
Yeah.
And you got to be, you know, you have to be creative as a man. You have to, every time you with that female or them or females. A four female, five, I don't know, but you have to be creative.
So, if you lick vagina, then you should lick the anal.
Yeah, but make sure you have some whipped cream and some cherry, you know, make it, you know, yeah. You got to add some stuff to it, you feel me?
Yeah, I think you probably got a lot of people thinking right now with what you said to add the whipped cream to it.
Yeah. It's true. You gotta know. You gotta go downtown Washington Street, get some cherries, get some whipped cream. No, pour all that in there and get busy, man.
That's the Prince of Patterson, y'all, right there. You heard it.
Yeah.
You heard it from the Prince of Patterson.
Because it's like
if
this,
you're gonna
it's,
go
it's
downtown,
like it's like this. It's best for you to do it than another dude to do it, right?
Yeah, you right.
Hello? Yeah. Yeah, because
y'all heard it.
It's going to get done. It's going to get done, but regardless, she's going to find somebody else to do it. So you might as well just, you know, get out of your comfort zone, and be creative.
I'm listening to you. I'm listening.
Yeah. So that's it. That's all I have to say, man. So
okay, well, look. Listen, hold up.
Patterson
NJ Good News, right?
Yeah, that's my YouTube. Patterson NJ Good News.
What's the best spot right now? The last spot, the smoke shop down in Patterson?
I just did a video on the Spanish restaurant that just opened.
Where?
On Elderson Street, downtown, right across the street from the old Cheetah Club. Remember the Cheetah Club?
Yeah.
Right across the street from the old Cheetah Club.
That's Ellison, right?
Yeah.
No, that's Van Houten.
Nah, that's Elderson Street.
That's Ellison? Oh,
yeah.
Okay, Ellison. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
When they got a grand opening or they opened already?
Nah, they had opened already. I just went in there, you know, spent like $40, bought a lot of food, you know, just to support, and I did a video on that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So if everybody you want to see what restaurant he's going to, you got to go to his Facebook page or his YouTube page. He'll tell you about all the restaurants in Patterson, all the grand openings, everything that's going on positive in Patterson. Anything you want to know, you just go to this man right here page, and he'll let you know. This is my man, Elvis, church boy, the Prince of Patterson. Patterson, NJ, good news. Yo, thanks for coming through, L Boogie.
Okay, talk to you soon.
All right, peace. That's my man, L Boogie right there. See, when you talk about ass, you get new people come through. Dre, you still here? Three, three, two, four. How about 4785? You still here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here, bro. I'm here.
Oh, you here? Everybody here? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I was just giving a shout out to see if everybody still was here. Caller number one, you still here too?
Still here.
Oh, everybody's still here. Forrest too?
Yes, sir.
Oh, everybody here. Everybody still here. You heard my man say, get that whipped cream. Get that whipped. He said, get that whipped cream when you want to do that black kiss.
Hey, Jay, I think you better check with the ladies on that whipped cream thing with all that sugar in it. It might cause something to go haywire down below, so they might have to get something a little bit more edible and something that's more conducive to a lady's, saturation down there. I need to check
like
with the ladies on that.
Like Seymour? Like Seymour?
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't do it. I'll just keep it. Some things just don't need all that extra hoopla. But then again, depends on the people. That's their preference, you know?
Yeah. Nah, that's my man right there. We had some fun. I'm going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to come back. We're going to close out for the evening if nobody else knew ain't out here. Forrest, you already promoted your show. Oh, we got to talk about Dre. Dre, what's going on with your show Monday night, on Mondays?
This Monday, same underground artists promoting their music, you know. Yeah. Monday night, 8:30.
You got any guests lined up for this Monday?
I'm trying to get a school teacher to come on and talk about the difference between being a special ed teacher and being a normal teacher.
Wow! That you need to get my cousin then. Now, you know that's my cousin, the one I'm writing his life story. That's what he is. He is a special ed teacher.
Okay.
Oh, no, yeah. The one y'all did that filming from. But anyway, that's what he do.
Yeah.
That's another thing. I'm happy to let everybody know that I had writer's block for a long time, and I'm finally got it off my back. Since I've been homesick, I've been writing on my cousin Craig Redman's autobiography titled Everything Don't Happen in the Hood. He was assaulted in a white town and lost one of his eyes. So I'm back writing again, thank God, because I had writer's block for a long time. I plan on doing a show too for everybody, because a lot of people been asking me about writing books and writing their life stories, and they don't know what to do. They don't know the first thing to do or the second thing to do. I want to do a show on how to self-publish your own novel and just do a whole show on me teaching people what they should do, the do's and the don'ts, you know, about writing your own book, how you get started, and you know, just the little things, small things that people don't know about to get a book going and off the ground. And it's really not that hard. Not hard as it was when I first wrote my first book in 2008. is really not that hard. It definitely was harder in the past. We're gonna take one more break, and then we're gonna come back. We're gonna see who on the line, and we're gonna try to close out for the evening. Everybody, stay tuned. We'll be right back after this quick break.
This song for the people. This song for the world.
Revelations. This is something for you.
They just wanna take my life. They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall. Regardless of all the good I did. They just wanna see me break. They don't wanna see me stand strong. I just wanna do what's right. All they care about is what's wrong.
Devils and these demons, I ain't playing with these demons.
Nah,
dark light, dark mind with nothing to believe in.
Uh-huh.
I need to know the reason. Why they want us not breathing. Mama, baby gone, now she's home alone grieving.
Crying.
Little kids got guns, killing people for fun. Now we need a lawyer,
yeah.
So he don't get hung. Where's the home tree?
Where that?
Cause everything's missing. Internet and TV really clouding our vision.
Cloud
it cuts like a scissor.
Hurts.
Prayer from the Christian.
We need
if
it.
The mind was the ear.
Uh-huh.
Then most of us could listen. Everything ain't all bad.
Nah.
It's how you choose life.
Choose
it. Strive for perfection.
I do.
Try to live right.
Uh-huh.
We all don't agree.
Nah.
None. Each one teach.
Yeah.
One possibility is endless. Success how you reach.
Reach.
Practice more
patience.
Deal with dedication.
Patience.
Don't cry. Set.
Uh-huh.
But ends in revelation. Yeah.
They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall. Thoughts of all the good I did. They just wanna see me break. They don't wanna see me stand strong. I just wanna do what's right. All they care about is what's wrong.
What's with all the hate?
What's with it?
My life they wanna take.
Why they wanna do that?
Do you see what's on my motherfucking plate? This ain't no mistake.
Huh?
I never pump fake.
I never do that.
Cause death never waits.
Yes.
So I strive for success.
I'm striding.
No, I've been blessed.
I've been blessed.
Put to the test.
Uh-huh.
I came out the Jackson
left. Jackson.
Until I'm put to rest.
What?
You see all these killings. Abandoning
buildings.
What's happening to my motherfucking children?
A lot of shit is on my mind. So I think. Probably the reason why I smoke and I drink. And I drink. Your life could be over before you blink.
Damn.
It's like a whirlpool going down in the sink. Shit is real. And if you live for the dollar bill, then get it. Best believe that the shit is real. I live it. Regardless of the roads that you taking. Ha! Take heed
they
to the revelation.
They just wanna take my life. They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall. Regardless of all the good I did. And they just wanna see me break. But they don't wanna see me stand strong. And I just wanna do what's right. But all they care about is what's wrong. They just wanna take my life. They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall. Regardless of all the good I did. They just wanna see me big. They don't wanna see me stand strong. I just wanna do what's right. But all they care about is what's wrong.
Revelations.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. Hello? Let me see if this is... Testing. Okay, we back live. Well, we got about 10 more minutes for the show. I want to thank everybody who came on tonight, you know, as usual. The Lisa Experience, Dre, caller number one. Forrest, my man L Boogie, And everybody who out there is on the lines, everybody who texts me with wishful thinking, thank you. Everybody out there on the link, thanks for listening to the show. Don't forget, Sunday nights we have another podcast called The Point of Impact at 7 o'clock. It's about people who've been in prison and they come and reform themselves and came out and doing good things now. It's hosted by Derek Hansford. And then once again, like I said, Monday nights we got The Humble Life Experience, that's Dre podcast. And then on Thursday nights, we got DJ Ray Boogie, who plays for 45 minutes of some of the hottest sound, club music, hip-hop music, reggae music, dance hall, whatever. You know, that's every Thursday. We still got more days open if somebody might want your own podcast or you know somebody that want their own podcast. You know what I mean? For a small fee, you can have your own podcast. All you need is a phone. That's it. I do everything else from the base. You don't have to worry about nothing. I control everything for your promotion, the computers, the music, everything. All you need is a phone to make it happen, to start your own podcast. For those out there who think it's complicated, it's really not. It's really other than time, that's it. You know, I'm not saying that everybody could have their own podcast because you gotta like talking and you gotta be able to hold a conversation. You gotta be able to say things that people might wanna, you know, listen to you talk about. You know, me, I talk about everything, you know, sex, relationships, finances, whatever. I just try to be universal with my podcast all the time. And also, we, you know, on the show, we take donations on Cash App. My Cash App is $JASHONJ. $JSeanJ. You know what I mean? No donation is too small. No donation is too big. You know, we put a lot of, well, anybody, everybody who do podcasts, we put a lot of effort into it. You know, on times like this, like when you're sick and you're under the weather, you know what I mean? But I know, like, the show must go on. I wouldn't have had it any other way. And hopefully, and good thing is that I'm at the end of my not feeling good. So, you know, I had a whole week to recover. So I don't know. With that being said, is anybody got any closing statements? Dre, Lisa, call number one, Forrest. If not, I'm gonna try to close this out for Friday night, and until we meet again next Friday. If not, I guess that's about it for the evening. It's 9:54. We got about 5 minutes left. I'm gonna go out with a song about love. That's what the world need more of. Everybody out there, please stay safe. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. Remember that the COVID is still here. It's not going anywhere. I would never believe I would have caught the COVID in a million years. It's been out since March 2020, and to go this long, you almost feel like, you know, like you got it neutralized. But it's just going to show you that anybody could catch it. You know what I mean? Even people who wear the mask all the time, even the people that wash their hands, even the people that's building your immune system with zinc and selenium and elderberry, vitamin C. You know, I do all of that. I drink immunity drinks. I take vitamin C, I take zinc, I do all of that. But some kind of way I still got infiltrated. And like I said, it don't really matter how, where, or nothing like that. The thing is that you get it and you recover and you get better and you try to make sure you don't get it again. And you try to make sure that you keep your loved ones safe while you have it. And your loved ones got to make sure they keep you safe. Like I said, at the first sign that you think you might be sick, you have to take precautions. Don't just assume that, oh, it's allergies, or it's a cold, or it's a flu. Don't just assume that, because just because you had it once, it's not going to feel the same way it felt the first time, because now you have the antibodies in your system. It's a terrible virus, and it's not going anywhere, no time soon. Just thank God. Like I wanted to say, I forgot to say in the beginning of the show that I wanted to dedicate this show to all the COVID survivors from 2020. Those are the warriors. Those are the people with the strength. Those are the ones with the superpowers. If you had COVID in 2020 and you lived to talk about it, you're the one with the superpowers. Because the one now doesn't even scratch the surface compared to the one from 2020. So this show was dedicated to all those strong people, all those survivors of the COVID from 2020, March, April, May, and June 2020. This show was dedicated to all of them, and is dedicated to all the people that we lost behind COVID in 2020. So everybody, I just want everybody to stay safe. I'm trying to make sure I didn't forget anything or anybody. Another happy birthday to Victoria McKnight. May you have many more. My birthday is next month. Virgo season is approaching. I don't really know where I'll be, what I'll be doing, but the way things look now, I don't think I'll be doing nothing. Because once this is over with, I'm going to be one ship, brother. Definitely, definitely. All right, everybody. We got 90 seconds. Everybody stay safe. You know, we'll be back next Friday. Hopefully, I'll feel better. I apologize. I was a little sluggish tonight and a little slow and slow-winded. A little boring or whatever, because I'm under the weather. But everybody who helped me out, I appreciate that. And we'll see you next week. You know, same time, 8:00 on the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast. Peace.
Shout out, Young Swiss.
Friendship, cause sailing with a Moby Dick, can sink a ship, thinking with your head,
but you get a shot of one. Remember all the past lessons that you learned from. A 90-day rule, but we rush it too. At 2 months, we send a text, I love you. In 5 months, became the best of friends. In 7 months, we put our first picture on the gram. On the foundation that we lay and save, save a win. Nature throws us a curve, but love wins again. Thank you for showing me that I can love again. I'm your homie, you're a lover, homie, love a friend, yeah.
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
Been 2 years and we still running.
Oh.
To get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate to see how life works.
Yeah,
when there's rain showers, the sun shines again. Gotta weather every storm just to sail again.
Whoa.
I know the time is now. I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee. I hope you need a tissue. Do you save me for eternity? And make a pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary. I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the morning, as you, I wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.